If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Blue Origin Blastoff.
This vehicle is ready. This crew is ready. This team is amazing.
Delta variant surge.
We may be at the very beginning of another wave.
Containing COVID at the Olympics.
It's just a fact of life that positive COVID tests are going to be happening.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Gail King in Van Horn, Texas, with the CBS World News Roundup. The weather is clear and everything looks good for the launch just an hour from now. It will send billionaire Jeff Bezos and three others off on a 10-minute ride of a lifetime to the edge of space. A few minutes later, they'll come right back down. This entire adventure should last only 22 minutes. For Bezos, who's revolutionized online shopping on Earth with Amazon, it's a chance to set a new course above the planet for his Blue Origin aerospace company. Along for the ride are Bezos' brother, Mark, 82-year-old aviator Wally Funk, and 18-year-old student Oliver Damon. CBS's Mark Straussman has covered the commercial space race for years and is with me here this morning in Texas.
Its safety features include three braking parachutes and thrusters to slow the capsule right before landing to 1 mile per hour.
If only one chute opened, would the people inside survive?
Yes, the capsule is designed to be survivable if only one of the main parachutes opens. And there is a crushable structure at the bottom of the capsule that will absorb some of the impact. And then the seat has a energy absorption mechanism, a scissor mechanism.
In all 15 test flights, the capsule returns safely to the ground. Four people will ride into space this morning, but this moment caps two decades of perseverance at Blue Origin.
Anticipation here in the West Texas desert is almost as high as that capsule will rise this morning. Bezos and his crew went through 14 hours of training leading up to this very special day, and it comes exactly 52 years after the launch of Apollo 11 to the moon. Very cool, right, Steve?
Well, Gail, the American Academy of Pediatrics now recommends children above the age of 2 wear masks when they're back in school, whether or not they're vaccinated. The CDC has said masks are not needed. Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS This Morning.
The reason for what the Academy did was because of the high degree of infection dynamics that we're seeing. If you look at the map of the country right now, there's an uptick in cases in virtually all the states in the United States. And for that reason, they want to go the extra mile to make sure that the children are protected in school.
CBS's Laura Podesta says health officials are warning the aggressive Delta variant has made things more dangerous for unvaccinated people.
In North Dakota, where fewer than half of adults are fully vaccinated, 40% of hospitalizations are people between the ages of 18 and 49.
The deaths that you see are going to be in that younger, healthier age group just because they're not vaccinated.
A CBS News YouGov poll found among those unvaccinated, 74% say they will not get immunized, even if their own doctor recommends the vaccine.
Canada says it will begin allowing fully vaccinated U.S. citizens into the country beginning August 9th and from other countries about a month later. Unvaccinated children traveling with vaccinated parents will not have to quarantine for 14 days. The Biden administration says it's reviewing its border restrictions. Well, Twitter slapped a 12-hour suspension on Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene for violating the site's misinformation policy on COVID-19. Greene posted that the virus is not dangerous for non-obese people and those under 65, and that organizations should not force non-FDA-approved vaccines or masks. Well, in the West, 80 large fires are burning in 13 states. This morning, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is covering the blaze near California's Lake Tahoe.
Southeast of Lake Tahoe, firefighters at the front lines of the Tamarack Fire are not only battling the ever-growing flames, they're also being forced to contend with the impact of heavy smoke and ash.
Our efforts have been hampered for aerial resources due to the smoke conditions.
This lightning-sparked fire started on July 4th, but only started growing rapidly over the weekend.
The winds picked up. We had low humidities, low fuel moistures, and that's what caused it to really get to the size that it is now.
Meanwhile, in southern Oregon, more than 2,200 firefighters continue working to contain the so-called bootleg fire, which is now more than double the size of Chicago and one of the largest in modern Oregon history.
We're just a few days from the opening ceremony for the Summer Olympic Games. CBS's Steve Futterman in Tokyo says COVID-19 could cast a very long shadow.
Olympic athletes, both here in Tokyo and on their way to Tokyo, are likely a bit nervous today. Despite precautions, some competitors are testing positive, including Kara Aker, an alternate on the powerhouse U.S. women's gymnastics team, which includes Simone Biles. Aker's mother, Catherine, shocked at the news.
We are just incredibly thankful that we got her vaccinated.
Olympic historian David Walachensky says get used to this.
The question will be, will there be well-known athletes who are unable to compete?
Today here in Tokyo, Prime Minister Suga, speaking through an interpreter, tried to sound optimistic.
I am determined to take thorough measures to realize a safe and secure games.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
Israel's prime minister says the country will act aggressively against Ben & Jerry's after the decision to stop selling its ice cream in the Israeli-occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. Naftali Bennett called it a clearly anti-Israel step, labeling it a boycott. For Belgium, it's a day of mourning for victims of the deadly floods. CBS's Chris Livesay has been visiting some hard-hit towns in Germany.
Officials said it could have been much worse were it not for an early warning system. But resident Grazia Cristofolo says she still had no time to fend for herself or her relatives.
Did the town give you any warning?
On Facebook, yes, on Facebook. But my mother, my father don't have Facebook. All the people... the old people.
Her brother Mino says he and his wife and children narrowly escaped with their lives.
My son said that I promised him that he don't die.
Back here at home, CBS's Stacy Lynn tells us we're close to a major agreement in the opioid crisis.
It's a $26 billion settlement that the three largest U.S. drug distributors and drug maker Johnson & Johnson would pay for claims they helped fuel the nationwide opioid epidemic. Under the proposal, McKesson, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen would pay a combined $21 billion, and J&J would pay $5.
Well, Prince Harry is writing a book, and reports say he's getting $20 million to do it. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez says it promises to be an intimate look at life in the limelight.
He signed a deal for his memoir with Penguin Random House, which promises an accounting of the experiences, adventures, losses, and life lessons that have helped shape one of the most fascinating and influential global figures of our time. Harry says he'll donate the proceeds to charity. The book is scheduled for release next year.
Are British TV shows changing American kids?
American children who spend too much time in front of the telly watching British shows during the pandemic are reportedly developing British accents.
Hello!
It's a so-called Peppa effect, named after UK cartoon Peppa Pig.
I'm Peppa Pig. This is my little brother George.
Analysts say Peppa binging spiked when parents started working from home and kids picked up her vocabulary, like give it a go or holiday instead of vacation. But experts say Peppa was the second most in-demand cartoon in 2020. The first? SpongeBob SquarePants. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The Milwaukee Bucks could wrap up the NBA title tonight with a win at home in Game 6 of the finals. If so, it would be the franchise's first championship in 50 years. The Suns hope to force a seventh and deciding game in Phoenix. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. For Gail King in Texas, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.